1 Corinthians chapter 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we're going to read verses 23 through 26 this morning as the text of our scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. So find that scripture passage, and we will preach a little bit about the Lord's Supper and then observe it, so the message will be shorter than what normally would be on a Sunday morning. And then we'll take some time after the invitation to observe this ordinance today. All right, let's stand, please, in honor of God's Word. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and beginning in verse 23 through 26, please, if you would join me on the odd-numbered verses 23 and 24. Join me on the even-numbered verses 24 and 26. All right, I'll read 23 and 25. For I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Dear Father, thank you for this passage. Thank you for this ordinance. Thank you, Jesus, for the picture of yourself you gave to us. And help us as we take a look at it this morning. May it warm our hearts, please. And I'll thank you for it. Bless the music now to us, and then the message, in Christ's name. And amen. Thank you, BC.
God's amazing grace.
it. I thank God for that. Wonderful song. My heart's blessed. Amen. I want to speak to you for a few moments on the subject, snapshots of Jesus. Snapshots of Jesus. Notice at the end of verse 24, he said, "This do in remembrance of me." At the end of verse 25, he said, "This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." Snapshots of Jesus. The sound is a little funny to me all of a sudden on this microphone. If it could be adjusted to normal, that would be good. Let's pray together. My dear Father, I thank you so much for the good song. Thank you that there's always grace. The most beautiful word in the Christian vocabulary is the word grace. Sometimes we don't know what to do. We're seeking for truth. Grace comes to us and draws us close to Christ. I pray that, God, you'll do that today in this message. Do this in our hearts this morning. Encourage us, speak to us, bless us, and help us, dear God, in these moments. Lord, help me, please, to be cognizant of time, to get the message in so we can have sufficient time to observe the ordinance of the Lord's table. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name and amen. I have in this folder right here a few snapshots. These are pictures of different members of our family. There's the couple that's over in Madagascar, which they're doing great, by the way. And there's some to keep the rats away at the house. Amen. That's good old Luke. He does that. There's the family up in Elgin. And there's Paul with the two grandkids right there. It's amazing what those grandkids will do to you. And I tell you, my world's been turned upside down, I'll promise you. They're a blessing. These pictures, we take pictures so that we can remember certain places. We can remember events involving people who are special to us. Family moves away and we ask them to send us some pictures so that we can be reminded of them. That we think on them and our hearts drawn to them. Pictures are great tools to help our hearts stay warm toward people that we do not see often. And that's one of the things that we enjoy by way of snapshots or pictures. Now, what we are about to observe this morning is an ordinance called the Lord's Supper. There are only two ordinances that the local church is to observe, and that is they are the ordinances of baptism and the Lord's Supper. And I believe there's somebody here today lined up to follow the Lord in believers' baptism, which is a blessing. And here's the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. Now, both of these ordinances, both baptism and the Lord's Supper, both of them are pictures. They're not pictures taken with camera and film and transferred to paper like these pictures here. Not those kind of pictures. But the two ordinances themselves are symbolic, and they become a picture for those who take part. Many in this room have already been baptized. When you got baptized, that was a picture of your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever gets baptized this morning, that's a picture of their relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, in verse 23 through 26 and on further through the chapter, Paul talks about the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. And the Lord's Supper is a picture. Before Jesus was crucified, he took his disciples into an upper room and he observed the Passover feast with them. Now, when he observed the Passover, it was also known as the Last Supper. When he did that, he left that supper as a pattern for churches to follow when we gather together as often as we decide to observe it. There's no set time in the Bible for a church to observe the Lord's Supper. We're not told to do it every month or every other month or every 6 months or every four, just as often as the church decides to do it. Normally at Faith Baptist Church, we do this on the first Sunday night of every new quarter. So ordinarily tonight we would be observing the Lord's Supper. Years ago we had it on a Sunday morning, and I just got away from that. And somebody asked me, why don't we ever observe the Lord's Supper on Sunday morning? And that reminded me, you know, we ought to do that sometime. There are some elderly people here that don't come back on Sunday evenings, and I'd like for them to have the opportunity to take part in this Lord's Supper. Now, what the Lord did was he gave us a picture. So when we observe the Lord's table this morning, it's like taking out a picture that Jesus left us and looking at it for a few moments. It's like taking a picture out that Jesus gave us. Okay, when somebody moves away, you know, We're trying to get set up for when this family moves away permanently to the mission field. We want them to send us pictures. All right? Even the family that lives 2 hours away, hour and a half away up here, we want pictures. And Jesus moved away. He's gone to heaven. This morning, where's Jesus this morning? He's seated at the right hand of God, His Father. That's where He is. Okay? He's coming back. But during the time that He's gone, He left us a picture. So we're going to pull the picture out, and we're going to look at it for just a little bit this morning. Let me describe the picture to you quickly. First of all, let me talk quickly about the person in the picture. The person in the picture. Look at verse number 24. The person in the picture. Take, eat, Jesus said, this is My body. Then He said in verse number 25, this cup is the New Testament in My blood. Then He said in verse number 26, end of the verse, ye do show the Lord's death. You know, there's only one person in this picture this morning, by the way. I'll be involved in this, and Brother Don will be involved in this, some of the men will be involved in passing the plates, but we're not in the picture. There's only one picture, only one person in the picture this morning. It's not Peter, it's not Paul, it's not John the apostle, or a Judas Iscariot. There's one person in the picture this morning. That person in that picture is Jesus Christ. He is the souls. This is a snapshot solely at Him. We are not looking at Him literally. Jesus is not going to appear in this building, but we are looking at a picture of Him. What better person to look upon this morning than Jesus Christ? I love the scriptures that tell us He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. And no wonder the songwriter said, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. We're looking at Jesus this morning. Now, when you take a picture of someone out, you're not impressed with the paper. You're not impressed with the ink. You don't make over the paper. I'm not making over the paper that this is printed on. I'm not making over the ink that's used. I'm making over the person in this picture. That's what pictures do. We make over the people in the picture. Now, this is a picture this morning. And we don't, listen to me very carefully. This gold plate right here, that's a nice little plate with a nice little symbolic cross on top of it, but that's not to be worshipped. That's going to burn up someday. I could stomp on that and smash it right now. There's nothing to be worshipped about these fancy plates down here. Nothing whatsoever. You'll see some organization in the serving of the Lord's Supper and how the plates are passed and so forth and so on. There's nothing to be worshipped about the organization of it. It's just organization instead of chaos. The person is the object of worship. Amen. Not the ceremony. Amen. It's Jesus who should be worshipped this morning. You see, He left us a picture. The one snapshot of His life and His ministry that He wants us especially to look at is the picture He left us this morning. He left us a picture, a snapshot, that pictures His body and His blood. And that's what these two elements represent. I'm going to take one of these out of both. I'm going to take a picture of this piece of little piece of bread here. I'm going to take this little cup of juice. These are pictures. Jesus left us a picture. First of all, He left us a picture of His body. The bread that I hold in my hand this morning, you'll hold it in your hand in just a minute, hopefully. That's a picture of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse number 23. Look at what He said. That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He brake it and said, take, eat, this is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. The bread is a picture of His body. Jesus wants us to see His body this morning. He wants us to see His body as broken. Now, friend, where was His body broken? His body was broken as He went to the cross. His body was broken on the cross. His body was beaten. His body was slapped. His body was scourged. His body had a nail prints driven through the hand, a nail prints driven through the feet. His body had a spear poked up through the chest cavity. And that His body was mutilated. Now, your friends say, why was His body treated so horribly? Why was His body treated so badly? Well, He was dying in that body as the sin sacrifice. And the sin he was dying for was not his own. The sin he was dying for was yours and mine. He was dying for our sins. That's why his body was so mutilated. Friend, you got to understand the price of sin. The price of sin. The price is steep. Sin has to be punished. My sin has to be punished. Your sin has to be punished. Now, there's one way for me and you to pay for our sin, to be punished for our sin. You know what the one way for us to be punished for our sin? Is to be eternally separated from God forever in the lake of fire. But God didn't want that, and Jesus didn't want that. And so Jesus came and went to that cross so that your sin and my sin could be paid for. He took our sin in His own body on the tree. That's what the Scripture says in the book of Hebrews. He bore in His own body our sins on the tree. This bread that you'll hold in your hand this morning, it's a picture of the fact that Jesus Christ in a man's body came to this world and took upon Himself all the sin of all people. That's what happened in the body of Jesus Christ. That's what the bread pictures, that pictures His body. But now wait a minute. The juice, the second thing that will be passed this morning is the juice. The juice pictures His blood. Look at verse number 25. Verse 25 says this. He said, He took the cup, and then He said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." The juice this morning is a picture of the blood of Jesus Christ. This is a snapshot of His blood. Now listen to me this morning. This is not blood. This does not become blood. This isn't miraculously transformed into the blood of Jesus Christ. That's cannibalism. That's not what this... This is symbolic. This is a picture of the blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross of Calvary. We sang about it this morning. 'Twas His blood, His precious blood. We sang about that. Are you washed in the blood? Not in the waters of the church baptistry. Are you washed in the blood of Jesus Christ? He went to the cross to shed His blood. His blood flowed freely that day. It flowed from His head because of the crown of thorns that was placed on His head. It flowed from His cheeks and His lips as He was beaten and smacked by the Roman soldiers. It flowed from his hands and His feet as the nails were driven into His hands and His feet. It flowed from His back and His side as the cat of nine tails wrapped around His body and was jerked off by those strong Roman soldiers. It ripped open His flesh and the blood flowed. It flowed from His side when the spear punctured His chest cavity. The Bible says the blood and the water came out. Now, that's what Jesus wants us to see this morning. You say, good night. Why on this earth does Jesus want us to see that picture? I'll get to that in just a minute. But that's the picture that He wants us to see. He wants us to see His body, and He wants us to see His blood. This is the picture that He left us this morning. You know, that's a pretty gruesome picture. This picture here, Ben, Ashley, and little McKenna, and they're dressed up, and they're nicely posed. And you look at it, and you smile because they have all big old smiles on their faces. But that's not the picture Jesus left for us. The picture He left for us is picture He left for us is gruesome. Picture of His body that He left for us, Isaiah says, when He was on the cross, you couldn't even tell it was a man. Picture of blood. But that's the picture He left us. Now look it. If you're away from loved ones, and you want to send them a picture so that they'll remember you, you're going to take some shot, some event, some something that is special. I want you to remember me this way. I want you to remember us at Christmas time this way. I want you to think about us when we're away from you in this way. Jesus is away from us. And this is how He wants us to remember Him. This is the picture He took. Whoops. This is the picture He took. He took this picture, and this is what he sent us, if you will, to cause us to remember him. He didn't want us to forget Calvary. That's the place in the picture. The person in the picture is Jesus Christ. The place in the picture is Calvary. Listen, I know that Jesus walked on the water. I know that Jesus broke bread and fish and fed 20,000 people. I know that Jesus touched blind eyes and made them see. I know that Jesus did all kinds of miracles. I know that Jesus did all kinds of wonderful things. But that's not the picture he left for us to look at. The picture he left for us to look at was Calvary. Calvary. That's the picture he took for us to look at. Don't forget Calvary. It's almost like, okay, if you forget that I healed the blind man's eyes, that's okay. And if you forget that I healed the lame man's legs, that's okay. And if you forget that I fed the hungry people with the bread and the fish, that's okay. But do not forget Calvary. Don't forget that experience. Don't forget that mountain. Don't forget that cross. Don't forget how my body looked. Don't forget how the blood flowed. That's the place in the picture. The person in the picture is Jesus Christ. The place in the picture is Calvary. That's what he wants us to remember. And what is the purpose of the picture? There is a purpose for the picture. Jesus gave us the purpose in verses 24 and 25. He said, "This do in remembrance of me." Remember me on Calvary. Remember the time I went to the cross and died for you. Remember the blood I shed. Remember the sin that I paid for. Remember the price of salvation. Friend, I'm glad to report to you this morning, to preach to you something you already know. Salvation is free to everyone who will receive it. And I'm going to tell you something. Just because salvation is free doesn't mean it's cheap. Salvation was costly. It cost Jesus everything. Now, all you and I have to do is admit our sin and come to Jesus Christ and freely receive the gift of eternal life. That's a pretty big free gift, friend. But I'm going to tell you something. It's not cheap. It's not cheap. It's pricey. And that's one of the things that's what he wants us to remember. The cost. Isn't it wonderful to know you're going to heaven? Isn't it wonderful to know you don't have to go to hell? That's not cheap. That's very expensive. That's what we're supposed to remember. Oh, yeah, a cute little piece of bread. Oh, yeah, hurry up so we can get out of here. You're missing it. That little bitty piece of bread represents his body that was broken. A little bitty juice of glass of juice represents the blood that he shed. That's expensive. Remember the price of your salvation. Remember the time of your salvation. This is a great opportunity to think about when you got saved. Do you remember the time, the moment, the circumstances involved when you bowed the knee and called on Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins and received Him to be your personal Savior? Do you remember that? Think about that this morning. Jesus wants us to remember that. And by the way, if you have never done that, you know, there might be somebody, you know, the people all the time seeking. I was in a prayer meeting not too long ago, and one of the fellows in the prayer meeting prayed. He said, "Lord, there are people in this room who have questions. And they need answers." And you know that's true. And there could be people in this room this morning who have questions. Questions about eternal life. Questions about where am I going to go when I leave this world. Questions about is it heaven or is it hell? How can I know and how could I ever know? Seeking. People have questions. They want answers. And let me say to you this morning, if you're looking for answers, you won't find the answer in eating this bread and drinking this juice. But that's not going to save anybody. But you will find the answer in what this pictures. You'll find the answer in Calvary. You'll find the answer in Jesus. You'll find the answer in His death, His burial, and His resurrection. You'll find the answer in His shed blood. Yeah, that's where you'll find the answer. So don't make the mistake this morning of thinking, oh, I need Jesus in my life, so I'm going to eat a little piece of bread and drink a little glass of juice, and by doing that, I'll get Jesus in my life. No, friend, the Bible says salvation is by grace through faith. It's receiving by faith what Jesus did. This pictures His death. This pictures His broken body, His shed blood. But you must receive that by faith. You must take Jesus as your personal Savior. This will not save you. Do not make that mistake this morning. Please do not sit there and take a piece of bread. If you're not sure of heaven, please don't sit there and take a glass of juice. If you're not sure of heaven and say, by doing this, I'm going to prepare myself for eternity. No, all you're going to do is eat a piece of bread and drink a little grape juice. Salvation is in coming to Jesus, not the glass of juice or the piece of bread. If you're saved, remember this morning the time of your salvation. If you are not saved, come to Jesus this morning. He died for you. He took your sins in His own body. He paid the sin debt so that we wouldn't have to. He shed His blood to pay the price for our sin. You come and trust Jesus today. He also wanted to remember one more thing. He wanted us to remember His love. You see, Jesus healing the blind man was an act of love. His healing the lame man was an act of love. His feeding the 20,000 was an act of love. But listen to me. The greatest act of love Jesus Christ ever displayed was on the cross of Calvary. And when He gave us that picture, what He was saying was, remember how much I love you. I love you. I love that little old song, He loves me. He loves me. Jesus loves me. How do you know that? Calvary. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. When you hold that piece of bread in your hand, when you take that glass of juice in your hand this morning, Jesus said, don't forget how much I love you. Isn't that good to know? That He loves me. And He loves you. And that's one reason He gave us this picture. We're going to take the picture out this morning. Snapshot of Jesus. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Thank you for listening. Let me ask a couple, three questions today before we move into the time of observing the Lord's Supper. Let me ask you to do two things. One thing. Let's just say one thing. First of all, be honest. Please be honest. You're not going to gain anything by being dishonest. So please be honest. Pastor Angel, I'm saved and I know it. If I died right now, I know where I'd go. I'd spend eternity. I know right where I would go. There's no guesswork to it. I'm saved and I know it. Please be honest. Would you lift your hand if you know? Thank you. Take your hands down. Pastor Angel, I could not lift my hand just then. I don't know where I'm going. That concerns me. If I can know, I'd like to know. If Jesus loved me that much to shed His blood for me, I'd sure like to know how to be saved. I'm not sure that I'm saved, Pastor Angel. Pray for me. No one's looking. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. Would you lift your hand this morning? Sit it right up in the air and let me pray for you. I'm not sure that I'm saved, Pastor. I'm not sure that I'm on my way to heaven. I'm not sure if I died right now where I'd spend eternity. Anybody like that in the room this morning? Not sure. I'm searching, seeking questions. I don't have the answers that I'm looking for. Whatever else I've been looking for hasn't given me the answers, but I have it now. I want to know. Pray for me. Anybody? Before we move on, front to back, side to side, I'm not sure that I'm saved. All right, our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. If you're saved, you've never followed the Lord in believer's baptism, and you came prepared to do that today, then why don't you slip out of your seat right now while we wait. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, nobody's looking. You say, Pastor, I didn't come prepared to get baptized, but I have not followed the Lord in believer's baptism, taking that first step of obedience yet. Pray for me. Anybody like that? Would you raise your hand? I've not been baptized yet, not followed the Lord in believer's baptism. I see some of the teenagers' hands. They must have their parents' permission in order to get baptized. Anybody else? Not sure. I've not been baptized since I've been saved. Anybody? Most important decision you'll ever make in life is not who you marry, although that's important. It's not where you live, what you'll do with your life. Those are important things. The most important decision you'll ever make in your life is what will you do with Jesus? Jesus died to save you. He died to give you eternal life. With our heads bowed and eyes closed, before we move into the next part of the service, anybody here this morning, Pastor, I'm not saved. Pray for me. Would you lift a hand? Are we waiting for you this morning? Would you do that? God spoke to your heart. A Christian, prepare our hearts for the Lord's Supper. Are you close to the Lord in fellowship? Are you close to the Lord? Don't make a mockery of His body and His blood. If you're living in unconfessed, open sin, the Bible commands us to examine ourselves. Our hearts need to be straightforward this morning with God. Not perfect. No one can claim that. But your heart should be clean. Your life should be clean. Let me encourage you to do that self-examination this morning that the Bible so clearly teaches, so that when the juice and the bread are passed, you can observe that thing with a clean, full heart, remembering the price, the love, the cost of your salvation. My dear Heavenly Father, I love You this morning. Thank You for loving us. Thank You for sending Jesus to die on that cross for us. Thank You for the great love and the price that was paid for our sin there. And as we take this snapshot out for a few moments this morning and look upon it, please warm our hearts and draw us closer to Him. And I'll thank You for it. May this be a wonderful time of remembering the Lord's death. In Jesus' name. Let's stand, please. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. The ladies are playing a song of invitation. If you don't know that you're saved, now is the perfect time for you to step out. We have people that have Bibles who can show you how to be saved. Show you how you can know for sure where you're going. If you know that this is the place God would have you join and become a member, you may come at this time and talk to us about it. As God leads in your heart, would you come this morning? While we wait, our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Let me ask the men who are going to serve the Lord's Supper this morning to come and take your seats on the front rows, please. Thank you. be seated if you would, please, for just a moment.